Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything I am. Everything I have, everything I am, it's yours, yours, yours. Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's the last minute. Thank you, Lord. Those of you who listen to us in radio, and you're listening to Life Ripples Ministry Global, and you're listening to Prophet Outreach Chapel. Yes, and we're thanking you for listening to us at this time. Amen.
Amen.
We are located at 12025 Griffin Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Our phone number is area code 216-538-0432. Amen. You can find us on www.prophetoutreachca.wif.com/POCC. Amen. I'm Apostle Thorne Hyphen Crookedell, and I'm the senior pastor. And all I welcome here today. Amen. This is a place where we want you to feel like home. And at this present time, we're going to hear our announcements. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Today is December. Praise and worship day.
Oh, yes.
This is a full month of praise for the greatest gift called Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Pastor would like to meet for a short chapel family meeting after service. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yes, he is.
We are an advanced season, which are the fourth Sunday leading up to Christmas. Our mission statement. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highway and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Luke 14:23. Also remember the sick and shut in.
Amen. Them say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Them say praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our topic for today is don't pout. Shout. Can you say it with me?
Don't pout. Shout.
Amen. We know what pouting is, amen?
Amen.
We all know that. We often see our children do it, but you know, think about the fact that we also do it.
Amen.
We can have an attitude about something in a minute, amen?
Amen.
So the message today is don't pout.
Shout.
Amen. We got the victory, amen?
Amen.
I thank God for that. You know, we got some work to do. Those of you in Radio Land, I know you understand about shouting and you understand about pouting, amen?
Amen.
We're going to go before the throne of grace before we get started because somebody out there in Radio Land needs some prayer, amen?
Amen.
I know I certainly do, amen. So let us go before the throne of grace so that we can be able to tap into that shouting power, amen? Father God, Lord, we thank you right now. Father God, Lord, we give you praise right now. Father God, we magnify your great and holy name right now. Father God, we understand that the name of Jesus means that there's power in the name all by itself. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now. We're praising you because, Lord, you gave us activities of our limbs. You allowed us to wake up one more day. Oh, Jesus, we thank you because we were in our right mind. Somebody, Lord, don't even know where they are, but oh, because of your grace and your mercy, Lord, we understand when and who we are. Without your healing hand, we need your healing that you throw out. Somebody say they need to talk to Dr. Jesus. We understand that Jesus, he's a great physician. We understand that only man is limited in their wisdom and what they do. But when Dr. Jesus comes in the room, he's the divine healer. He's the deliverer. Oh, Jesus, we need you right now. We need you to touch right now. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs to be healed. Somebody needs to be delivered. Somebody needs to be set free. Oh, God, we understand that all power's in your hand. There's nothing for you to do. No disease that you cannot cure. No sickness that you cannot heal. Somebody got a sin sick soul. Oh, Dr. Jesus, come on in and touch right now. Heal the wound. Yes, Lord. We need it right now. Somebody seeking to be baptized and filled with your precious gift. Father, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. You're still feeling. You're still baptizing. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come to more, Lord. Come to more. In the name of Jesus, there's someone, Lord, that's in a fasting condition. But you said in your word, you're married to the backslider. Oh, my God. You did it for me. I'm a witness that you're still moving by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, come on in the room. Come on in the room. Have your way, Lord. Use me, Lord, as an oracle. Preach the word that sets someone free. Preach the word that says, let your will, not my will, be done. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and we'll be careful to give you praise. in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I know that some of you are praying for me that I'll just go ahead and get through with the message. Hey, but I want you to know, if you read and pray with me, hey, maybe the Lord will let me be short-winded instead of you all claiming for me to be long-winded. Amen. I know some of you in Radio Land that you're listening, so you know me. Those who are tuning in for the first time, we're going to be dealing with Psalms 117, verses 1 through 2. Then we're going to Psalms 149, verse 3. Then lastly, we're going to Psalms 100, verse 1 through 5. Then we're going to, lastly, Isaiah 61 and 3. I will repeat that so you have time to get them. Amen. Psalms 117, verses 1 through 2. Psalms 149, verse 3. And for those of you who are writing, our topic was Don't Pout, Shout. My other reference is Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. And my last verse is Isaiah 61 and 3. If you need those references, and you're listening on the Radio Land, they're already listed there in blocks for you. Amen. If reader, if you will read Psalms 117, verse 1 through 2.
Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Loud him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
It said all nations. Amen. It said praising what? All nations. It said him what? All ye people. It didn't just say the Israelites. Amen. It didn't just say God showed the people, because see, right now, God has made provision for us. Amen. Because Jesus came on the scene, that all of us can praise him. Amen. All of us can magnify him. Amen. We talked about the past that we're praising him because our name is what? Written in the book of life. So we have something to praise God for. But the only thing I want you to know today, we need to look at his merciful and his kindness. If it wasn't for his mercy, if it wasn't for his kindness, where would you be? But because of his grace, because of his mercy, because of his kindness, we are here today, and we are able to praise him for the work that he's already done. We may praise him because of his great kindness towards you and me. Amen. Where would we be if it wasn't for his grace? Amen. This is the part I get happy about. It says it endures forever. It's not like people's love. It's not like people's favor, because it'll last for the flavor of the month, flavor of the day. It'll be for a minute, but I'm telling you, I'm so glad that the Lord is not like us. Oh, I can get amen, amen.
Amen.
Because you know we'll be here today and gone tomorrow. But I think because his mercy and kindness endures forever and ever and ever. When we're dead and gone, it's still what? Enduring. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. And at the end, what does it tell us to do? Praise ye the Lord. You know, we want to sit down on God, but what if God sat down on us? Amen. What if we came in here and we were just ready and joyful, and the Lord was all upset and pouted and said, I am not going to leave and let you feel my presence. I'm going to let you come in here and I'm going to just kill you there because I'm tired of your foolishness. What if God was like that? What if God was like that when he has done things for us and we just take it for granted, don't even take the time to turn around and thank him, don't even take time to go ahead and give him praise when we were just down on our knees crying out to the Lord. We were just down on our knees begging and pleasing. We were just fasting and turning our plate down because we had an issue and we needed God to step in. But when he moved for us, we just go on like it's nothing, like it's nobody's business. But I want you to know that when God moves in your life, just like you took time to fast,
fast and pray, just like you took time to get on your knees, just like you took time to lay out prostrate before the Lord, just like you took time to call the saints and say, I need you to pray, then you ought to take the same time, you ought to take the same enthusiasm when God answers prayer, because I want you to know that the prayer of the righteous, there is much. That means when you speak God or something and you see miracles happen in your life, you need to tell somebody because somebody needs to know that Jesus is still working. Oh, yes, he's still moving by his spirit. You ought to give him some time and praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. You ought to praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So remember that the time that it takes you to sit down and pray and ask and beg, when God moves, I mean, God can move because if you think about it, as we have discussion in Bible study, the miracle that God lets you go to sleep and have no consciousness of your own self and then tells you about it, wake up. Now, if that's not a merciful time, this act, tell me what is. Because we could go in our consciousness, lose our consciousness, and then wake up to judgment. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Ready or not, we to play that game, ready or not, here I come. Well, think about when the Lord calls you, ready or not. But we have something to praise God, because every time we have a brand new day, it's because of his mercy and his kindness. We ought to wake up and praise you, the Lord, on our tongues. Praise you, the Lord, on our minds. Let's do it today. We ought to what? Praise you, the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Reason. Thank you, Jesus.
Let them praise his name with dance. Let them sing praise to him with the cymbals and harps.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, somebody want to say, you know what, y'all doing too much over there. Why y'all dancing? And dancing means like the world, you know, we're not like the world. Means dancing means that we're so happy that the Lord takes over our feet and we get into a shout, amen?
Right.
Dancing means that the Spirit of the Lord is not just upon us, but it's all down on the inside. That means that even if we had no music, that we can shout and dance because it's not about the music making us dance. Because, see, music, even animals will prance at the sound of music. But I'm talking about something on the inside. Don't need no music. Don't need anybody around. Don't need you to clap your hands to get a beat going. Because of God. Because of his presence, because of joy on the inside, will make you dance, make you celebrate when you enter a room all by yourself. But when you come in and do what the Lord says, it says dance and make music to him with the what? We got a tambourine, and we have tambourines that just sit there not being used with the lyrics, which is a small harp. In other words, come on and praise me is what God's saying. Come on and magnify me. Hey, come on and make a joyful noise unto me is what the Lord's saying. You got hands. Use your hands because, see, somebody wish they could clap their hands. You have hands. You know how to beat the tambourine. Somebody wish that they could make a joyful noise. Maybe in a place where they can't even praise God. You have the freedom to praise him to the highest. You have the freedom to make a joyful noise. You have the freedom to run and jump and shout when you think of God's goodness and all that is done for you. Not only must you say hallelujah, but something on the inside ought to move sometimes. Something on the outside ought to show some signs. Every once in a while, now and then, your hands ought to go up because you feel the anointing moving. Your hands ought to clap because you feel the presence moving on the inside. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord with the music. It's all right to have music. It's all right to let God know that you're giving him praise. But I want you to know, don't just shout because of the music. You've got to have something on the inside that makes music when no one else can hear music. Hey, you got to have something on the inside that no matter what, you can shout. No matter what, you can shout. Amen. Next scripture, if you will.
Psalm 100:1-5. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
If it was good enough for your mother, good enough for your father, good enough for your grandparents and your great-grandparents, if it's good enough for them, it ought to be good enough for you, amen. It says we ought to come here into the gates with what? Thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. It's not about how well you can sing. It's not about how well you can dance, but you are coming there with praise on your mind. You come into his house with worship on your mind. We come to make a what? A joyful noise. No matter how good it sounds to nobody else, but as long as you in the spirit and you make it all that you can do, you can sing what you know, hum what you don't know, clap your hands, jump your feet, but we're making a joyful noise as a worship unto the Lord because we understand that the Lord is God. There is no other God like God. Think about that. There is no other God our God. Who else can say that they made us? Who else can claim that we are his people? Who else can talk to us? Who else can lead us like sheep in his pasture? Who else? Like God. It says, into his gates with thanks, his courts with praise, give thanks to him, praise his name. We're so busy doing, talking, chatting, see what we're doing. Have you thought about when you enter into the sanctuary? What would you do? Hallelujah. It says, but it praise his name. For the Lord is good. And his love endures what? Forever and ever. And not only is it for you, it was for your parents, grandparents, but now it's for your children. It says what? All generations. If you don't think about anything else, you can think about, I'm coming here, and now because of God's grace and mercy, not only can I be saved, but my children have a right to be saved. My grandchildren have a right to be saved. My grandchildren have a right to because of what I'm doing, not because of who I am, but because God's good. And that, with consideration of what's going on in the world, when you enter in the doors, knowing that your children, your relatives, hey, God, mama, have a right to praise God and magnifying God, have a right to salvation, amen, have a right to be delivered, have a right to be healed. Oh, you don't know, mama, yes, Lord, that you can praise him because God is God all by himself, and he don't need nobody else. He don't need your help, but he does require that you praise him because I want you to understand that the joy of the Lord is your strength. You can come here all burdened down if you want to and then leave here that way. That's on you. Amen?
Amen.
Because, see, in the house of the Lord, it's also known as the hospital. It's also known as the house of prayer. So if you come here all pouted out, that's on you. If you leave here the same way, that's more than enough on you. Amen? Isaiah 61:3.
So those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, and all of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planning of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
Can you say amen? Amen. This is what the devil does. Now, you understand that you've already been given instructions about you're supposed to have some joy. You've already been given instructions about you for the praise the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
In season, out of season, you for the praise the Lord. But then the devil comes in, and he wants to attack you with a list of things to pout about. Amen? The Lord bless you, but he didn't come when you wanted to come, so you're upset about that. The Lord bless you, but he didn't come how you wanted him to do it, so you're upset about that. The Lord came and he did what he wanted to do with some of what you wanted, but not all of what you wanted, so you're upset about that. The devil gets in your mind and makes you begin to see what you should not see, let you start seeing with your natural eyes instead of looking at it with your spiritual eyes and begin to thank God for what he did do. We begin to pout. Sometimes we give a pout because, you know what, because we have issues. We have issues, amen. And because we have issues and God didn't solve our issues, not we upset. Every day we have a foul spirit. Every day we pouting because, God, you didn't do it. I've been fasting, I've been praying, and you know this is going on, and why is this still happening? And instead of you focus on what he's already done, focus on what he's doing right now, you're pouting because I've been praying, I've been fasting, and, Lord, I'm living saved all I know how, and I don't understand why you want to do it for me, you're doing it for everybody else. You know you let the devil get in there and start these attacks. Because the more that you pout, the farther away you get from your, the farther away you get from feeling his presence, the farther away you get from praising and do what was commanded to you, praising the Lord. No matter what's going on, you're supposed to give him praise. Then we have the things here that we're guilty because, I'm upset because, you know, I can't do this like so-and-so doing, but I want you to know, go to the hospital. Why are you complaining about what's going on with you? Go to the hospital.
All right.
See what's going on there. Why are you complaining about and pouting out because, you know what, he should have did this, that, and the other. I don't know why I'm going through. Why I got to feel all this. Somebody laying in bed wish they could feel pain. Somebody laying in bed wish they could be out walking, whatever the thing may be. Somebody might be upset and laying in the bed, wish they could have a car to make payments on it. Somebody may be upset because they wish they just out homeless, wish they had a job to have bills due, wish they had a house that they could have, say, well, I got to find money because I got to pay it. Wish they were in an apartment where they're talking about my light bills due. Wish they were in the circumstances that you're in, that you're complaining about. Somebody out there is worse off than you. And you up here pouting and not realize that you should be shouting. Then somebody might say, well, my feet hurt. But I want you to know, go to the nursing home. Go to the hospital. See those people that don't have any feet who wish they had feet that hurt, that they could get up and shout and praise God. No matter, because even in pain, I will praise you. Even in pain, I will magnify you. Even in through going through death, hallelujah, I'm going to praise you. Because I don't have time to pout. That's nothing but a trick of the enemy when I need to be shouting. I need to be telling of his goodness. Because you don't have to be able to jump up and down and shout. You can shout in your spirit. You made me in that chair. I don't know if you ever experienced that, but sometimes the Spirit of the Lord has come, and it's been so high, people can't sit in their seat. He just moves them all over the place. They just all over. God knows how to move me. And I want you to tell you, when God shouts you, you don't have to worry about the pain because you won't be feeling the pain. If you're in the Spirit of the Lord, you won't hurt yourself. Now, you come in here praying if you want to. You'll be leaving here in the more pain that you came in with. But I want you to know, to say all this, to say, while we have all these things that the enemy brings to our mind that hinder us and gives us in the pouting stage, we have something to tell the enemy. Yes, we can tell him, get beat behind me, Satan. But I want you to do one more thing to see it. You need to know who you are. You can quote to him what Isaiah 63 says. It says, appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Unto them, beauty for ashes. So I may be ugly, I may be burnt down, but God loves me. Oh, you know what I'm saying? He said to give them the oil of joy for mourning. I may be going through, but my loved one is suffering. I may have to go through the passing of a loved one, but I understand that weighing down in that this mourning is just temporary, because I got joy down in my sanctified soul. I got joy because I understand that the earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot cure. So I may be weeping, but it's only in the temporary state, because I know that we can maybe do it for a night. But in the morning, there is joy. You don't hear me. Then it says, what? I tell the devil, look, I've got the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You may burden me down, make me heavy, but let me tell you something. I'm going to shake up my garment. You know how you take your clothes out? Sometimes they've been all folded up, and you get to shaking it and get the wrinkles out. Say, all right, something, devil, I got something for you, because I'm down in my spirit. I got the spirit of what? Praise. You can try to burden me down if you want to, but I've got that joy on the inside. I'm going to shake off that stuff that you're trying to do. I'm going to revitalize that spirit of praise. I'm going to sing the song that I like to sing. And when you look at it, after a while, that spirit begins to move on you as you're singing that song, going about your business. You forget about all the heaviness. Now you enjoy the song. Now you're in the spirit. Now that you're there, that heaven has been moved. You not only have rebuked the devil, but you went scripture on him. You quoted what the scripture says, because they will try to trick you and turn it around. But you know what the spirit says. You know what the scripture says. You can put on the garment of praise for the spirit. Notice it says spirit of heaviness. We fight not against flesh and blood, saints, but against what? Principality. When that spirit of heaviness comes that burns you down, you got to know you got a garment. A garment is something that you put on and covers you up. You got some protection here. And said, if you do that, then they may be called the tree of righteousness. Think about it. A tree, not a plant. A tree strong and can take the things that come their way. Amen? Big old trees, they bend, but they don't what? They don't break. Limbs may fall off, but they're still standing strong. Wind may come and blow off the leaves, but those roots are planted and they're firm it and they're down and they're rooted and grounded. So no matter whatever comes, they are planted of the Lord, that he might be what? Glorified. Glorified. So that means when the trees move back and forth, what are they doing? They're praising God. When the leaves blow back and forth, what are they doing? They're praising their what? Creator. When you see the grass blows back and forth and all around, what is it doing? It's praising its creator. When the birds get up in the morning and get to chirp, 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 and chirping, what are they doing? They're praising their what? Creator. That he might be what? Glorified. So you tell the devil, hey, yes, get deep behind me, and this is what I have. This, don't try to come to me with this, because I know what the Bible says. The word of God says, I have deliverance. I have joy, and I am supposed to. Well, you're trying to give me the pounce? Lord, I'm going to shout this out. You know, sometimes you just got to go there. Amen? You may not feel like it, but sometimes you just, I'm telling you, sometimes you just got to shout it out. And I don't care if you don't feel like it, but you know what? Sometimes you just got to get down, and don't worry about who's seeing you get down and ugly. You got a breakthrough coming. But see, the devil don't want you to go there, because he understands that if you go there, he'll break through. You'll get to the other side. His job is to come in confused. His job is to bind. His job is to destroy. His job is to disrupt. You have joy on the inside. Your job is to shout and praise God, not to pout about what's going on. Because one thing is true, whatever you're going through, if you get the joy on the inside, you can go through. God will see you through. And if you think about it, if he did it before, he can do it again. Don't have to go back to say, well, in the Bible they did this. No, you got to do all that. Look at your own life, what you've already been through. If he brought you through that, what is it that you're going through that's so hard? You can just praise God for that, amen? And if you don't want to go there, then think about your parents. Hey, thank you, your grandparents. If you did it for them, he's the same God now as he was back then. What's going on? What's the matter, Zion? Why are we pouting instead of shouting? We have let the devil come in, and we even get so petty, the so-and-so looked at me wrong. What that got to do with your salvation? Because that's on Sister So-and-so, amen? You sit up there and be upset with Sister So-and-so, and thought about you happy in the service and going on to be with the Lord. You still upset. Don't die in that condition because she be going on and you be upset, does it to judgment, amen? We let little things cause us to pout when we should be coming in and saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord. If you came in with a mindset that I'm making a joyful noise, if you came in and said, you know, I can't wait till I get this so I can sing my song. I can't wait till I get this so I can beat the tambourine. I can't wait till I get this so I can clap my hands. I can't wait till I get this so I see the saints and we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Then you don't have time for pouting. You have time only for shouting. Amen. My closing message is, don't pout. Every time you think about it and you feel yourself pouting, you need to turn that pout into a shout. I don't care who's looking at you. You need, hey, thank you. You need to think that into a shout. And you know if you're home by yourself and you feel like you need to dance, sometimes, I'm going to tell you, sometimes you just need to go there. You just shake off the chain. Just dance all that depression. Just dance off all that pain. Just dance it off in the spirit of the Lord. Oh, just thinking about it makes you happy. You don't have to have no crowd. You need to do what you need to do. Shout it out. Don't pout. Shout it out. Whatever comes up that makes you get upset, turn that upsetness into joy. Whatever comes that makes you all bound up, you've not come here to serve us bound up. You need to leave here free. If you come here all tied up, all bound up, the devil got you all beaten down, this is a hospital. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So you can come in here and get some joy. Come in here and be reminded of the joy that you have. Be reminded of the fighting tool that you have, that you can rebuke the enemy here and flee. Reminded of the scripture that you have, that you know what to do. So that when you leave here, you have joy in your mouth, joy in your soul, joy in your body. You may get home and then begin to shout. Amen. Remember, don't pout. Shout. Amen. We thank God for what he's already, what he's doing right now. Amen. We know that there's one, because the devil is alive. You know, we don't have to have the music to do what we need to do. If there's one who desires prayer, amen, please stand and we're going to go to the throne for you. If there's one that wants to stand in the gap for somebody else, please stand. We can do that too. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for your love and kindness and your tender mercy. Lord, you know all those prayer requests that are gone forward, all those ones that are in the prayer box. Lord, we know that you are answering prayer. Because, Lord, you're working out those requests in the prayer box, those things, Lord, that are spoken and unspoken. Lord, you are solving them. Lord, you are a way maker. Lord, you are working. And you're Almighty God. And we reference you, Lord, for this. And, Lord, we are decreeing and declaring it that whatever is in there of request, it is already done. We are decreeing and declaring divine healing already done. We are decreeing and declaring salvation already done. We are decreeing and declaring restoration, already done. We are decreeing and declaring that, oh, people, my mind see that. Deliverance, already done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are praying right now, and we are thanking your great and wondrous name. In Jesus' name, hey, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. 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 At this point in time, we're going to ask the deacon if he would be in charge. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.